In Jesus' name, I will read the Holy Word of God from the Gospel of St. John, from the 13th chapter, verse 1 through 15. But before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his time had come, that he was to depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wash and to dry them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, that Lord, dost thou wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. And Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Then Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said unto him, he who is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but he is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew and who would deceive him. Therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments, he sat down and he said to them, know ye what I have done unto you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you would do so as I did for you. Amen. Dear travel friends, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, Our Savior was at the Last Supper with his disciples. It was time for the Easter festivity. And it was the evening before the lambs. Jesus said, look upon Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of all the world. And Jesus Christ was with his own. And when this Passover or this feast was being held, Jesus Christ knew that he was with his own for the last time before he was to suffer and die on the cross. And the evangelist said he had loved his own which were in the world. And so he loved them until the very end. Here in this tent, at these services, at these summer services, there are children of God. And there are also even small children. The Lord Jesus Christ to whom God the Father had given all power. He thanked that he had, that the secrets of this kingdom had been hidden from the wise and the diligent, and they had been given these secrets had been given to those who were childlike in mind, to his disciples. And now, these dear disciples who he loved needed encouragement, and they needed an example to be able to be preserved in living faith. This example of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this, we also need this example of Christ. These summer services whom the Heavenly Father has given to us as a gift are these. This is our festive room. Here, the Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, calls, "Come all unto me who do work and are heavenly laden. I want to refresh you. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me that I am that you will receive rest for your soul. For my yoke is acceptable and my load is light." In this group of the 12 disciples, there was one who the enemy of the soul had been able to betray or deceive. The Word of God says that greed is the root of all evil. Judas Iscariot had made a covenant with the enemy of the soul. And as a result of this, he was together with those who were against Jesus. He had betrayed Jesus to them. And Jesus said after communion that the devil had gone into the heart of Judas Iscariot, that he would betray him. Jesus knew that he had gone from God. He arose from the communion and he shed his clothes and he took a cloth and girded himself. Dear travel friends, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God and the King of the kingdom of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is revealed through the Holy Spirit to living faith. The King of this kingdom rode on the back of an ass into Jerusalem. The signs of his kingship were not of this world. This king, to whom God the Father had given all power in heaven and earth, and who loved the disciples, and who loves you and me, dear brother and sister. He laid aside all his temporal power and all the signs of his kingship. He arose from communion. He laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. He clothed himself the cloth of a slave. He kneeled before his own, and he took water from the vessel, and he started washing the feet of the disciples. We are on the way and journey, and we are endeavoring through the power of the grace of God towards eternal life and towards the glory of heaven. This portion of a child of God toward there where our King stepped up into heaven onto the right hand of God the Father, and he prays there for on the behalf of all of us. He served and he serves his own. Have you, travel friend, experienced that the portion of a child of God is that we believe through grace. Our flesh and blood, our temporal nature, our own nature has not made repentance. It is of this earth. It has been poisoned by the fall into sin, and we endeavor on this way, owning two portions. Even here, during these summer services, the Heavenly Father has gifted unto us a moment where we can be refreshed. We can stop and rest. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself is serving us. This serving we cannot understand this. When the Lord Jesus came unto Simon Peter, and Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Simon Peter had been able to be in the company of the Lord Jesus Christ. He had been able to closely see when he heard the beat of he heard the beat of his Savior's heart. He saw when his Redeemer touched the blind person, and that blind person received his sight again. He had seen the hands of his Savior, who had touched a person who could not hear, and he received his hearing. These hands caused one who had leprosy to become healed, and one who was dead to arise again. Simon Peter would not have wanted the Lord Jesus Christ to serve him. Jesus answered and said, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. As children of God, we are bound by the bonds of love unto the Lord Jesus Christ and to the other children of God. Jesus says unto his own, You are washed because of this word that I spoke unto you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Like a branch cannot bear fruit of himself if he is not attached to the vine tree, then you also cannot if you do not remain attached to me. I am the vine tree, and you are the branches. Who remains in me, and I in him, he carrieth much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. If someone does not remain in me, he will be thrown out as a branch and will be dried, and they will be bound together and be thrown into the fire and will burn. If you remain in me, and my word remains in you. Whatever you want, ask for it, then you will receive it. This is my command, that you will love each other as I loved you. No one has greater love than that one who would give his life for his friend. This I ask of you, that you would love one another. A child of God owns the righteousness of faith as a gift of faith and is acceptable before the Heavenly Father because of the merit work of Christ. On this journey, we can also, in these summer services, experience how sin attaches to us and makes our journey slow. Do you, dear brother and sister, have you ever been in this situation that when you first rise in the morning, your first thought is, can I believe my own sins forgiven? You need God's grace and forgiveness. I need the love of the children of God. You need the gospel, the forgiveness of sins, and always our feet have been washed. This washing of the feet is how the Lord Jesus serves us. When a child of God, in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood, proclaims the forgiveness of all sins. Even here, when we are here together, our own faults weigh us down. And when sin attaches to us, the example of the Lord Jesus Christ binds us. We are not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power for all of us unto salvation. We can again take a child for our example, a child in the kingdom of God who with his heart asks for and forgives sins forgiven and is happy in the Lord Jesus Christ. God's opponent wants to make us tire in our faith so that we would not attain the destination into the glory of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ has stepped where he is. And for that reason, again and again, we need this example that Jesus gave to us that is our in the book of in John's gospel, we can learn of God's love and also that it is the power of forgiveness. If we walk in the light as he also is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dear travel friend, brother and sister, the kingdom of God is a kingdom of light. Here we can confess our sins, our failings, our lackings. And here we can come to be near the Lord Jesus Christ through the word of the Holy Gospel. For that reason, my dear travel friend, it is a joy to begin the summer services when every moment you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. In God's kingdom, we do not wash our feet only after a day's work and after we have collected the dirt of the day. But every moment there are open fountains here against all sin and defilement. Believe, dear travel friend, all your sins, all your trials, all your temptations and sorrows and burdens forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. This strength of the gospel, this grace of God, which has protected us in faith up until this moment, will protect us until the end. Here in the summer services of the children of God, you have been remembered with such love, you dear friend, who has been able to be deceived by the king, by the devil, enemy of the soul, who are not in the God's kingdom no longer. Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians, and in the second letter to the Corinthians is a call to you, dear unbelieving friend. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. you can believe your unbelief and all your sins forgiven in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and His precious atoning blood. Unto living faith, in this living faith is anchored the hope of eternal life, and for this reason the Lord Jesus loved His own until the end and has promised to be with His own every day until the end of the world. He left the glory of God. He took the form of a servant. He was obedient up until His death on the cross. There will be a moment and a day that God has decreed that will be the day of the King, according to the book, to the letter to the Philippians, where everyone will have to kneel and confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord. Now we are in the time of grace, and as children of God, we can rejoice in the great grace of God. In the Song of Zion, 115, which has been written by dear brother and servant of the Word, Lauri Taskila, who has gone to his eternal rest. It contains the precious portion of a child of God. It is the great love of God towards me, a wretched one. He sent His Son down, His only Son. No one can have greater love than to give His own life for His sheep. Not the ways of Belial or anything that will drown us, not a great mass of water can extinguish this love which has been lit towards this one who has stumbled and fallen. When I was able to receive in your kingdom this blessing grace in the blood of Jesus, this flame of love has been lit in my breast. I see the kingdom of God, the congregation of God, and the body of Christ. I want to be a member of this. I want to love my brothers, and I want to rejoice in my heart if even one attains glory. And I am sick in my heart if one is sick, and I carry the water to wash one's sins away. Let us retain our hearts are joined with this love of God, and it brings us to our destination. The road has been opened unto the glory of heaven. Now we are living through grace and the power of grace will carry us until we attain heaven. Brothers and sisters, can I believe my own sins forgiven and my doubts forgiven? I want to believe together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.